Napoleon's Wars, An International History, 1803-1815, by Charles Esdale. Narrated by Simon Preble. Copyright 2007 by Charles Esdale. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Viking, a member of Penguin Group, USA, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. The Napoleonic Wars in Historical Perspective. Writing of the outbreak of the Napoleonic Wars in 1803, John Holland Rose once remarked, "The history of Napoleon now becomes, for 12 momentous years, the history of mankind." Such a remark today seems like a relic of a bygone era. At the time that Britain and France were coming to blows, Robert Fulton was inventing the steamship, Richard Trevithick building the first steam locomotive, and William Jessop engineering the first public railway in the world. In North America, Lewis and Clark were on the brink of becoming the first white men to make it all the way from the eastern seaboard to the Pacific Ocean. In Africa, the Sokoto Caliphate was in the process of Islamicizing the Hausa people of what is today northern Nigeria. And in China, the so-called White Lotus sect was leading a series of anti-Manchu revolts that discredited the ruling Qing dynasty and helped pave the way for its subsequent disintegration. As for the world of ideas, new currents were starting to emerge that would have horrified most of the men of 1789, let alone Napoleon. While Saint-Simon was at work on the ideas of proto-socialism, Madame de Stael, Mary Wollstonecraft, and a number of other writers were explicitly raising the banner of female emancipation.